Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, I'm here with Scott Kaminsky, a Little League baseball coach and sports parent. Our topic, how to help kids come back after they get hit or hurt. Also joining us is my brother, mental game expert, Dr. Patrick Cohn.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Scott, and hi, Patrick.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Scott, you mentioned to me that one of the biggest issues you come across is young baseball players getting hit with a baseball.
Correct. It's interesting. As we grow older, we learn to shake off the pain and get right back in the game. But as kids, we get hurt, you get burned by fire, and the next thing you know, you don't want to do that again. And I've noticed that as kids get hit with a baseball, it doesn't feel good, obviously, and the next thing they know, they don't want it to happen again. And it's hard at that young age for them to get it out of their heads to, get right back on the horse, so to speak, and get back in the game.
That's interesting. I always thought it was the other way around, that it's harder for adults to shake things off, and it's easier for kids. But you're finding that it's can you give some examples of how it happens? You gave me some examples.
Sure.
On email.
I've seen a couple of things, a couple different instances. The one thing in Little League Baseball and Farm League, which is the league just under Little League, so we're talking about in the 7 to 11, 12-year-old range. What I've noticed is the one thing that's not being taught is that children, first of all, aren't being taught how to get out of the way of the ball the proper way. So what happens is ball comes towards them, and it's almost like a deer in the headlights. They will turn sometimes towards the ball, and the ball I've seen hit them squarely in the chest, in the face, and they get their shell shocked, and they simply, the next time at bat, one of two things happen. I've seen children just don't want to get up to bat again. I've seen other kids get up, but they're very tentative. And if you look at Major League Baseball, you'll notice that one of the things that pitchers try to do in the major leagues is keep guys on their toes and always be in their heads by throwing balls close to them. And look, a ball's coming at you, just human nature will make you shy away. Well, in Little League, kids aren't doing it intentionally, throwing at them, but the kids who are up to bat will see a ball come at them, and then the next time up, they just don't want to be near them. So when they go to swing, even if the ball's not near them, just a ball coming in their general direction, they start to back away. And you can tell exactly what it stems from, because prior to them getting hit, they never backed away. Now they get hit, and all of a sudden they're tentative, they're backing away, and things have clearly changed in the way they play the game.
Well, now, how long do they do that? I mean, unless you intervene, do they stay self-obsessed?
Well, the interesting thing is I believe that I personally am very good at getting the kids right back in the game. I try to give them real-life situations, the infrequency of how often it happens, and then I try to give them suggestions as to what to do. I think a lot of times, like anything in life, if you know what to do in that situation, you're better prepared. And what I've seen with other coaches is quite often coaches, Little League, it's fathers just helping out, doing their part, and they don't really, may not have the background, or they don't take the time to teach them the little nuances of the game, like getting out of the way of a ball, and they're focusing on the other things. So quite often the fathers will not talk about that, or the coaches will not talk about how to get out of the way. They don't know how to deal with what to do after the fact that a child gets hit. And quite often, kids at that age, they should be able to get back on if you say the right things and teach them the right things. So I'm usually pretty good personally with my kids, and if they get hit, they're prepared ahead of time how to get out of the way. And then they know when a ball comes at them, no problem. I turn this way, away from the ball, and I'm okay. But I see other teams where kids get hit, and then later in the game, it's a problem, and the coaches just don't know how to deal with it.
No, Patrick, let's hear your perspective on this from a mental game issue, because we've talked about this before, about what happens when kids get hurt or coming back from injury.
Well, as you were talking, Scott, it's the exact same thing that we see when kids make mistakes and they get yelled at. When they get yelled at by making mistakes by coaches, then they come back and they're very hesitant. They try to avoid mistakes. They're afraid of what the coach is going to say. So to me, it's like the parallels are right there with kids that make mistakes and are afraid to make mistakes and playing tentatively. The same thing when kids are up to bat and they're afraid to get hit again. I think it comes down to two issues, and that is one is the fear, like you said, of not getting – they don't want to get hurt again. Mm-hmm. But then because of that, they're so focused on not getting hit and avoiding that ball that their focus is completely in the wrong place.
Agreed.
Right. So now let's talk a little bit about what to do. Let's say, okay, so we have the pain and the hit. It's already happened. How do you help the kids come back?
Well, what I've seen is, you know, the parents, adults, obviously have such a great influence on children. And you made a good point, Patrick, about children being yelled at and then they're fearful. This fear, I believe, can be avoided if the parents approach the situation differently. Well, take that and parlay that into a baseball situation. If the coach understands, talks about with the child what to do in preparation of getting hit, because it's really not all that difficult. There's a way to get out of the way of a ball. You simply turn away. And they know that a ball is coming at them, and they turn away, and they are prepared. That's the key. I tell my children this all the time, my players, be prepared. Forgetting getting hit by a ball, when you're in the field, you want to think, what's going to happen if the ball's hit to me? What am I going to do? Kids' minds can wander, and if they are prepared, that's the key, I believe, they can avoid it. Now, once they've already been hit, you once again discuss what to do to be prepared, and you also discuss, in their terms, how infrequent something like that happens, because it is infrequent. It doesn't happen all too often. And if you explain the odds are that it's not going to happen again, you give them a real-life situation that it's happened to you and what you've done. When I give my children real-life situations, whether it be in sports or in work, it really hits home and it really makes sense to them. So I believe the combination of real-life situations, telling them how it's really not going to happen too often, and then preparation if it does happen. I think if you combine those three items, it really helps. I've noticed that I personally don't have as much of an issue with my players as I have seen with other players' teams.
Now, Patrick, what are your tips for helping the kids come back?
Well, in addition to what Scott had talked about, once again, from a mental game perspective, I would really want to talk about some of their fears that they have and see, you know, what's really legitimate or not. Because in some cases, you're going to obviously it's rational to have a fear about getting hurt. I mean, let's
sure.
face it, right? That's
sure.
what happened in some situations. But it's irrational to be worried or embarrassed, for example. To be overly embarrassed about getting hit by a ball, and then what's the coach going to think, what's the players going to think. So I think you have to work through some of the fears that maybe aren't as rational as the fear of getting hurt. My perspective, it's very much about focusing, like I said before, Lisa. If they're focused on not getting hurt, it's the same thing as focused on not striking out.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much having a routine, teaching the kids a routine, and teaching them the focal cues that they need to be absorbed in, you know, whether it's they tap the bat or they tap the base, the outside of the base, they take some practice swings, they're focused on the ball and the release point, you know, so making sure that they understand what the cues are that they need to attend to rather than just sitting there paralyzed thinking, I don't want to get hit again, I don't want to get hit again, I don't want to get hit again. And I think that just perpetuates and makes it worse when they're in that, you know, frame of mind.
I think that's a very good point. I couldn't agree more.
That's interesting. And it's interesting. I, Now, Scott, what else do you see in baseball? What other mental game issues? When you talk about this being the main one, it sounds like you made it sound like you see it all the time.
I see it. I've seen it quite a few times, especially at the younger age. Kids are not prepared simply because the coaches don't focus on those kind of things. But the thing is, when they happen, they become a big issue. But as kids get older, it's something that they learn how to deal with and they focus on. But as far as other issues, as far as the mental side of the game, quite often, I do see quite often, which is funny. You'll see kids on the bench, on the side, you'll hear the other coach saying, "Come on, talk it up, make some noise." And what happens is, and this is an issue even with guys just entering the major leagues, for example, kids at that young age can get rattled very easily. And if another team is going, "Come on, you're no good," or "You're this and you're that," and they're yelling, the kids already have hard enough time focusing at that young age. And when other teams start yelling and trying to get them rattled, it happens. Now, at this young age, we try and teach the kids sportsmanship, but nonetheless, you're going to run in those situations where teams, you know, it's even at this young age, it's all about winning, which just is a whole nother topic in itself. Kids get rattled when they're faced with a lot of, you know, external noise or being yelled at, and that could be not just the other team, that could be other parents in the stands. Here's a huge issue: kids' parents yelling at them in the middle of the game. Oh my goodness! You know, that is actually a very bad issue that I've seen, and that's been going on for years since I've been a child in Little League. Parents yelling at their kids in the middle of the game. What they don't understand is, I would say 9.5 times out of 10, if not 10 times out of 10, yelling at your child will only make the situation worse. It never, ever helps them out. And the parents think they're helping, but it makes it worse. The child gets embarrassed, and the child just goes in the other direction. That's a big problem, actually.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and it would be great to have you back.
It'd be my pleasure.
To listen to the rest of this audio, visit kidssportspsychology.com.